Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Nupkita Koloff here. Questions and answers. Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare. Welcome back to Q&A with Koloff. Questions and answers with the devil's nightmare. Only it's flipped around. Normally, I am the one asking all the questions, typically. But here on the Q&A segment, we give you the opportunity to ask me some questions, and sometimes I know what they are and sometimes I don't. So this can be a real improv, a spontaneous response right here. With me today on the show, if you listen to the Man Up show, then you heard this mighty woman speak, Tracy Tremendous Jones. Tracy, welcome to the Q&A with Koloff show.
Thank you, Nikita. Excited to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, and I hope all of our listeners have listened to that segment, that show that we had, an amazing interview with you. And if not, they'll go back and listen to that show. But a little background on you, as we just to bring our listeners up to speed. Tracy Tremendous Jones, the daughter of legendary Charlie Tremendous Jones, who for more than 50 years traveled the world, not only as a motivational and inspirational speaker, but a book author. And you had, as we learned from the other show, you had a tremendous upbringing.
It was truly tremendous.
and so for those who don't know Tracy Jones, tell our listeners just a quick synopsis of who Tracy Jones is.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a student of life, a lover of leadership. I tell people I've worked all over the world in every industry, and I met God when I was a little girl, and had a tremendous father that taught me the joy of work and not to be afraid of failure. And I've been to war twice. I'm an engineer by trade, and now I'm in a beautiful little niche publishing company that helps people uncover the greatest version of themselves. So what a life, what a journey, and I'm just getting started.
Wow, and you're just getting started. I love that. And I know, too, what would you say? So I know you're a book author. You got a podcast. What's one of your more recent books, or what's a book you would recommend the listeners to maybe check out?
Well, I definitely Spark. Spark is my latest book that came out last September, The Five Essentials to Ignite the Greatness Within. And it's based on my doctoral research about the theory and the reality of intrinsic self-motivation. The only form of motivation that lasts is self-motivation. And Nikita, it talks about what you need to bring to the table internally, your focus and your hard work. And then the flip side is there's other things we need from the outside world. You know, motivation is not strictly an inside job. I can't just attract it to me. There's the flip side of it, your advocates, your resources, and your knowledge. So it's based on my PhD research in the theory of motivation. And it's a great little roadmap that you can dial in, you know, probably three or four of those areas you're doing great in. But if you're missing one on them, something will seem slightly off. And so this gives you a blueprint for the blue skies, so you can be all that God intended you to be.
I love that. Spark. Ignite a spark within you. I like that. Yeah. And then your podcast. Tell us a little bit about your podcast.
Sure. Well, my father gave a speech years ago called The Price of Leadership. And it's really about the tougher side of leadership. And any of our listeners out there that have been in leadership know, man, it's not just treating people right. It's not just, you know, things don't always work out. So he really talked about the price you pay is loneliness, weariness, abandonment, and vision. And you have to pay that to really be paying the price of leadership. So it's a Leaders on Leadership podcast, and I interview leaders from all walks and ages and stages of life about what it takes to truly pay the price of leadership. And for the seasoned leaders out there, or the leaders in training that want to know what's to come, it's just beautiful, real, heartfelt, truly transparent about the tenacity, grit, and the joy the highs and lows of being a true leader.
Well, and I know, yeah, The Price of Leadership, and I know so many other books, Life is Tremendous, Being Tremendous, The Key to Excellence, so many amazing books that your dad, Charlie Tremendous Jones, wrote. And how can people find your podcast? How can they find your books?
Two websites. TremendousLeadership.com is the website that has all the books, podcasts. They can publish with us, all that good stuff. All our social media is on there. 2 weeks of free ebooks, free webinars, coaching, all that good stuff. And then the Tracy C. Jones is my speaking website if they're interested in a keynote, being one of our Tremendous Edge authors. We're rolling out a new series, Nikita, of those little mini books that are 50 pages or less. So if you're out there listening and you want to write a book, but you're like, I don't have a knife to write a full book, 78% of the people never get past page 50. So all our books are 50 pages or less. So we're so excited. Reach out to me on Tracy C. Jones. Love to talk to you about that.
That's amazing. Well, that's awesome. Thank you all. Well, let's take a few minutes. Let's flip it around and give you the opportunity to ask me a couple of questions. So if you're ready, fire away with your first question.
Okay, so maybe our listeners know this, but Nikita Koloff, interesting name, okay? Where is your name from? What is your heritage? And how did you get your moniker, the Russian Nightmare?
Oh, good questions. let's start with the heritage and the fact that I am not Russian. And you're like, wait a minute. You're the Russian Nightmare. How can the Russian Nightmare not be Russian? And my heritage, actually, I did a couple recent interviews over in Ireland and the UK and England. And I'm like, hey, I have roots to England. My mom was born up near Carlisle by the Scottish border in a little village called Hayden. And so I've got a lot of European mix in me, but Russian, not one of them. So on that note, Nikita Koloff was born in the hallways of North Carolina in 1984. And you're like, wait a minute, let me do the math on that. You're older than that. Well, right. That was a part of a persona, a part of a character that I portrayed in the written. Now, my name legally is Nikita Koloff. So when people say, is that really your name? I can honestly say, yes, it is. And they're like, well, that's not your birth name, though, right? I go, well, they go, what's that? I go, well, you got to buy the book for that one. You know, I can't give you that for free. But and then last but not least, the Russian Nightmare actually kind of was a spinoff when I was originally wrestling a guy named the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, the Tower of Power, too sweet to be Thower, if you will, Gail. And so I'm like, you're the American Dream, huh? Well, I'm going to be your worst nightmare. And that's where the Russian Nightmare idea originally came from.
I love it. Okay. So how tall were your parents?
You know, I'm the biggest baby in the family.
Okay.
So in other words, I'm the baby of the family. I'm the youngest of four children.
Okay.
But I was by far the biggest, having...
Yeah.
Because when I broke into wrestling, I was 285 pounds, 8% body fat, 34-inch waist, and I was probably twice the size of my brothers. And so my mom was just a 5 foot nothing, and my dad was about 6'2".
Not real,
you know, big in stature, but he was about 6'2".
Yeah. Okay, excellent. Well, that's kind of like Gloria. Gloria was this little petite woman, and I think Charles is about 6'2". But so when did you develop this love? Was it working out? Was it wrestling? Were you always into sports? Did you play football? What led you to get to 285 pounds and 8% body fat? Because that's pretty impressive.
Another great question. And so at age 12, I picked up this, stumbled across this magazine called Iron Man. And it was a bodybuilding magazine, and I was enamored with the guys. And I remember, yes, Tracy, at age 12, saying not only to myself, but making a bold statement and saying, one day I will look like one of those guys, right?
Wow.
Bought a 110-pound plastic weight set from good old Sears and Roebuck, those who are old enough on the show to listeners that know that name of that store. Anyway, and began to work out, exercise. One of my first mentors was Jerry McFarland, who was a health teacher in junior high school, but also a professional bodybuilder who took me under his wing. And simultaneously, he really kind of fell in love with football. Wrestling was not on my radar. But I fell in love with football, and I began to play the game and work out consistently, and still do 50 years later, all these years later, still working out, exercising. And last but not least, when I got the phone call for the opportunity for wrestling, keep in mind, so age 12, one day, I will look like one of those guys. The day I walked into Jim Crockett Jr.'s office, into the NWA office in 1984, I was 285 pounds, 12%, 8% body fat, 34-inch waist. So I became exactly what I declared, you might say, or verbalized at age 12.
Yes. And then how did you make the transition into the world of wrestling?
So, with no wrestling background, right? Like, no amateur background, no professional training. Like, I had never been to a training school or to a camp, and made sure they understood that before I drove to a city that I had never been to before with everything I owned to my name, which was not much in my early 20s. But I just took a risk. And walked into that office, introduced myself on the day I was told to be there, and that's where I say Nikita Koloff was born. I was introduced to Ivan Koloff, who was known as the Russian Bear, and Don Kernodle, the Pride of the USA.
Yeah, they were
the World Tag Team Champions, and they literally put me right on the set. Of course, you know, being from Moscow, I didn't speak any English, you know. I had to learn the language. I've done pretty well. And then crazy as it might seem, I debuted on television the next night in Raleigh, North Carolina at the Dorton Arena. Fortunately, it was only an 11-second match. I won, and that launched a meteoric career.
Okay. Well, how did you – so you transitioned just your physical prowess. Did they teach you a couple moves? You know, like my first wedding dance, I'm like, just give me 3 or 4 steps, and I'm in there, and it was a great dance, and you should see the picture they got. But is that what they did? Did they just give you a couple things to get out there and do? Because I'm sure, like anything, even horsing around, you can get hurt.
Right, absolutely. So, yeah, in the dressing room, a couple basic things to get me through an 11-second match. And then, though, for the next 2-3 months, Ivan and Don and I would get to the towns early, 2-3 hours early. They'd bump and thump all over the ring, teaching me the mechanics of wrestling. And then every night on the drive home, back home, we would talk about the psychology of wrestling. So I had what you might call a real crash course. And fortunately, I was, a pretty decent student. I was a quick learner. And fast forward 13 months later, and I'm wrestling this blonde-haired guy that would go, the Nature Boy Ric Flair for the world heavyweight title only 13 months into my career. It's crazy.
I can't believe it. Hey, and did you ever do any stunt work for anybody? Any movies or shows ask you to come on and do that? Have you ever done any IMDb, any movie stuff?
I've done a handful of you know, smaller budget, you know, Christian movie cameo appearances in some Christian movies. The biggest shot at the big time was when I screen tested. I was one of the finalists for Ivan Drago in the Rocky IV for the Russian boxer, Ivan Drago. Dolph Lundgren landed the role, as everyone knows. I was on the set with Dolph, with Stallone, screen testing for that final role. And it wasn't in God's plan for me to get it. And I look back and I'm really kind of thankful I didn't get it, because I'm convinced it would have taken me on a whole different trajectory. So there you go.
So that is amazing.
So great questions. You got one more, or are we done?
When did you meet the Lord? Were you raised in a Christian family, or how'd you meet Christ?
Okay, that's a great question to end on. So I did not grow up in just like I didn't grow up in Russia. I didn't grow up in the church. You know, I remember going a handful of times. I mean, I like to say at best we were CEOs, Christmas and Easter only.
Oh my goodness.
Little acronym.
We call them Secret Service in the Lord's Army.
That's right. but very rarely did I ever go, and it was after I left professional wrestling, 11 months later. I'd met a Christian couple in business, and they befriended me, and I would attend their church. The 17th of October, 1993, would be the day of my encountering Jesus, like, for real. I knew the story prior to that, but it was just in my head. On that day, it went from my head to my heart, and life has never been the same since from that day and that decision. So.
Well, thank you, brother. That's unbelievable. Wow, I learned a lot about you, Nikita.
Well, great to have you on the Q&A with Koloff. Great questions, and thank you for joining us today, Tracy.
What a blessing. Thank you so much for the tremendous opportunity.
Well, you check out her websites and get more information on Tracy Tremendous Jones, Tracy C. Jones. And tune in again for another episode of Q&A with Koloff. Thank you for listening in today. God bless you.
This is the Truth Network.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I mean, I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give at truthnetwork.com.